The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio, and we are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. You know, if you've been touched by adoption or know someone who has, please share our show with them. Visit our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. You can listen to any of our previous broadcasts. Over the last 2 years, over 600,000 listeners have been listening to us, and some folks I know come back over and over as I travel. I have people that come up and tell me how much they enjoy the show. I really consider it just a privilege to be able to do this every week to bring exciting information to you all about adoption. So again, connect with us. We're on Facebook, Your Adoption Finance Coach. We're also on Twitter. So do connect with us, and we can provide some information to you and let you join our newsletter and all the information that we have about adoption, about the show. And then also, if you're considering adoption, you have questions or concerns about the finances that are typically the number one barrier, we can certainly help you with that as well by having you reach out to one of our affiliates. So today we are joined by Nicole Witt, who is with Beyond Infertility. She's here to discuss this new venture. This is an online magazine. I'm really excited to learn about this today. It's full of advice and instruction from experts in every aspect of life after infertility. It's a private community, also a private community that is a website. Its sole focus is to support those who are expecting through adoption, surrogacy, pregnancy, donor gametes, I think that's the correct way to say it, and or parenting after infertility. So I want to welcome Nicole Witt, who is the founder. And Nicole has been with us before in your capacity with the adoption consultancy, Nicole. So thanks so much for coming back. Did I say that right? It is the it's a focus for those who are expecting through adoption, surrogacy, pregnancy, and donor, like egg donor programs. Is that what we're talking about here?
So anyone who's expecting and or parenting after having been through infertility, no matter what path their journey has taken them on.
Okay. So we're specifically looking at those people who, so if you came to adoption or you arrived at that path through any other way, but not having experienced infertility, this would not be for you. Is that right? This is really speaking to those people who have come to it through infertility.
Exactly.
Okay. So you have, and you've been on the show before with Adoption Consultancy. So tell me about your inspiration to start Beyond Infertility. How did this grow? Did this come out of your work with Adoption Consultancy? And you might say something about that so our listeners know what that is as well.
Yes, absolutely. So right, I founded several years ago the Adoption Consultancy, which I tell people kind of a simple way to get that is I'm kind of like a wedding planner for adoption, and I guide people step by step through the entire adoption process. And I'm still, you know, fully committed to that work. But this did kind of grow out of that because, you know, I worked with so many clients who, you know, they find a great support group when they're going through the process. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly when they're matched and the parenthood is more imminent, that support support group can't really help them so much anymore with the different questions and issues they have. And I saw the same thing. I do volunteer work with Resolve, the National Infertility Association, and I help run a local support group. And I saw the same thing there with people who were going through, you know, IVF or you know, any other way of building their family after infertility. Same thing. You know, they had that strong support during the process. And then once they're expecting or once they become parents, they're sort of in this no man's land, right? That infertility support group can't help them so much because they don't have the parenting experience, and they can't really ask a lot of the questions they have of you know, the fertile population because they don't really get it. So suddenly they were very sort of adrift at a time when they really needed support. So that's what led to the creation of Beyond Infertility, to kind of help with that transition and provide people with support who otherwise, you know, just didn't have it.
Well, it's really fascinating to me, and I'm going to pull this out, and I'm going to surprise you here with the question of a statistic. Statistically, are there do we know what the numbers are of people who have suffered or are suffering from infertility? Do we have any idea what those numbers are?
We do. It's you know, there are some, a little bit of variation depending on the source that you look at, but it's anywhere between 1 in 6 and 1 in 8 couples of childbearing age are suffering with infertility. If you just look at, you know, the women specifically, who are often the ones who reach out more for support, it's in the ballpark of about 7 million women at any given time in the U.S.
Wow.
And,
okay,
of course, there's a huge international audience as well.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And so when you know, it's interesting when you talk about this, because obviously everyone knows I'm an adoptive parent and international adoption. But you don't really know, I guess, that you need the resources until you get there. Would you say that that's true in this regard as well?
Yeah, I think that that's true because, you know, I think a lot of people, when they're going through the infertility process, they think, you know what, once I find out what my path is going to be, you know, and once I'm kind of on that path to becoming a parent, whether, you know, I'm pregnant or whether I'm pursuing adoption and I'm matched with a birth mom, or, you know, I have my referral for an international adoption, you know, that then this is all going to be behind me, and that's going to be fine.
Right.
And then when they get to that point, they're like, whoa, you know, it's not behind me. I've got some, you know, very specific questions and issues that only other people who've been through this can understand. But once I become a parent, well, then, you know, I'm just going to kind of fit in with that whole group of all other parents. And then they get to the point of becoming parents and it hits them again. You're like, wow, you know, I'm really approaching this whole parenting thing differently. And I have a lot of issues about growing my family and so on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always say that becoming a parent or having a baby doesn't cure infertility. It's always with you, and it affects a lot of your parenting and your outlook. And it's so important to, you know, have information from people who understand and have support from people who've been there.
Right. And gosh, what you're saying is just such a mirror for any of those of us who have gone through the adoption part. You don't know. And you arrive at that moment. You kind of go, well, what do I do now?
Right.
where do I go now for this? And it seems to be almost age appropriate, at least for me. It seems like, okay, now my daughter is 7 and I need to know what? Now my daughter is 10 and I need to know what? So there's this kind of long line of need for resources. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the path, because there are lots of different paths here. And you talked about the sole focus is for those who are expecting through. So where a couple that is infertile can choose adoption, and obviously, and then there are all these other paths, and I've seen some real frequency in adoption agencies and the conferences that I go to, people talking about these other areas. Now, it's not that they're new, but there's surrogacy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There's egg donor, right?
Right.
And then there's embryo donation. Right. So there's all these various different paths to get to becoming a parent. What do you think about that? I mean, we're just seeing a lot of different choices that are out there.
We are. And I think that, you know, the more it's out there and the more people start hearing about it, you know, and you know, the more celebrities that sort of come forward, that's happened in some of those options, not so much when you talk about, you know, donor eggs and that sort of thing. The celebrities mm-hmm. don't really talk about that yet. But, you know, the more the general topics are sort of out there and being discussed, I think just the awareness is positive. I think it normalizes it more, you know, and hopefully will start leading to less prying questions, less, you know, second looks at the supermarket when your child doesn't look exactly like you.
Oh, and, my gosh, yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
I know that story so well. As a matter of fact, I do a workshop with our families about how to dispel the myths of adoption and the fact that people just say the craziest things. It's very true. People just say the craziest things, especially when you're in the line in the grocery store. Your team, I was looking at your website. It's a beautiful website. Congratulations.
Oh,
I can appreciate how much time and energy that takes. And your website, you have an amazing team. I would love for you, we've got about 3 minutes in this segment. We can come back to this question as well. But how did you pull all these folks together? They're such an impressive group.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really thrilled with all the people we have involved in contributing, from, you know, Dr. Ali Domar to some very well-known reproductive endocrinologists to therapists to anti-aging experts, you know, everything to kind of help people, you know, get their mojo back after going through the whole process. And, you know, I've just been so fortunate. A lot of it came just through my connections through the adoption consultancy, you know, people who've referred clients to me over the years, or people who I've spoken with, you know, at the same conferences and kind of being on that same conference circuit for several years,
right.
We've gotten to know each other. So, you know, I really know all of those people personally, and it was just a matter of reaching out and asking who wanted to be involved, and everyone was so supportive and had kind of the same reaction about, you know, wow, this is so needed, and just was so willing to jump in and be involved with it. So, yeah, I'm thrilled with the team and just so honored and humbled that people were so willing to help out with the project.
Right. And I can tell you that I was really impressed. There were a couple of folks that I even recognized as a team, as part of your team or your group that you've pulled together. So what's their purpose? Is it to contribute and kind of talk with us a little bit about the platform? We have about a minute left, but I want to come back to this when we come back from our break. Talk with us a little bit about the platform. It's based on articles. So the team is contributing articles. Is that what's happening?
Yes, there's basically two pieces to it. There's an online magazine. So the different members of the team are writing articles specifically geared to this audience. And like you said, it covers different age points of children. It covers, you know, marriage. It covers friendships. It covers all different aspects of sort of post-infertility life. So that piece is an online magazine. And then you also have the support forum, the community bulletin board. But the experts are part of that too. So they're available to interact directly with the members on the site and to answer any questions that they have or just to touch base with them, which is really wonderful.
That's great. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. I am with Nicole Witt, who is the founder of a new venture, a new online magazine full of advice and instructions from experts on every aspect of life after infertility. It's called beyondinfertility.com. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back to learn more about this new resource.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27.
Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at YourAdoptionCoachRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. I'm Kelly Ellison. You know, where each week our shows and our links are mentioned on our show are also found on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's also a place where we can give you some great fundraising ideas, step-by-step plans to help you complete your dream of adoption. We also provide resources for agencies for how to use our coaching system, and some of those agencies include a baby step adoption, new beginnings adoption, which are some of our new folks that have joined us, EACI, Beacon House Adoptions, a step ahead, and then adoption and beyond. So we're growing every day with bringing on new adoption agencies. If you have an agency or you're an adoption professional and you'd like to know how to answer the money question for your clients, please reach out to us at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Well, we are back with Nicole Witt, who is the founder of Beyond Infertility. I love this idea. The website is beyondinfertility.com. You can go there. They have information that is advice and instruction from experts in every aspect of life after infertility. So you were mentioning before the break, Nicole, about the online magazine and the support forum. So tell us about how the site works. Is it a membership site? How does the site actually work? How does a person, if they want to be engaged in all aspects of the website, mm-hmm. how do you do that?
It is a membership site. Now, there is information on the site that is available to the general public. So anybody who wants to get on there and just kind of look around a little bit, read some of the articles, get a sense for what we're all about, you know, they can certainly do that. But there are other articles and aspects of it that are only for members, which people can sign up right on the website. And the interactive areas, the community support forum, and areas where people will be commenting on articles and sharing any information, we keep that limited to the members so that, you know, that's a little bit more of a controlled environment and, you know, we can protect people's privacy better. And also, you know, I've seen from, there are a lot of various, you know, Facebook groups and things like that out there where, you know, lots of various types of people comment, or it can get a little negative, you know. And mm-hmm. when people are members with our forum, you know, what we've seen is that people have more of a vested interest in keeping the group positive and supportive. So we really want to maintain that approach to it.
Well, and I can tell you that I work with, as you know, many adoptive families who choose adoption after going through infertility. And it's hard to talk about this. It's really hard to talk about this. And there's a lot of misinformation. Do you find that that's true with your groups that you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we do talk about things that are difficult to discuss. And we have an article coming up from a psychologist about, you know, post-adoption depression and postpartum depression. And, you know, after you go through infertility, everybody expects you to be 100% thrilled all the time that you've achieved that goal that you've, you know, worked so hard for. But the reality is that parenting is hard, you know, for everybody. And it can be so hard to admit that and talk about it. So, you know, there are lots of things on there that people share and discuss that, again, people who haven't been through it, you just can't say these things to them. They just won't understand it.
No, and that's so true on so many levels. I can tell you, I'm an educated person. I've been in the corporate sector for a long time. I have an MBA. I have all that stuff that says that I know stuff. But I will tell you, when I got my daughter home, and I often said there was no amount of education that prepared me for what I was going through. That little bundle, what she put us through.
Right.
And it was
exactly.
All really wonderful, but it, you really can't even
like
tell
a
anyone
success
that,
at the end of every day, but that's not always the case when you're parenting. So that's a new feeling to deal with too.
So there are a lot of commonalities, obviously, that we can come up with in terms of parenting, and you know, we know that. But how are parents from infertility different from other parents?
There's a myriad of ways, but I think they sort of fall into three categories. I think one is just worrying about their parenting style itself. You know, am I being overprotective because I worked so hard to bring this child into my life? Or is this, you know, quote, normal? Is this okay, the way I'm parenting? Or am I doing it differently in a better way or in a worse way, you know, because of what I've been through to get here? So I think there's a lot of questioning and a lot of worrying about the parenting style. I mean, all parents have questions and worries about how they're doing it, but I think this is just even more intense than other people.
Right. Because of, I think what you're referring to is because of the infertility, just the healing and the pain and all that whole kind of process, right? It's very emotionally probably, and I have not been through this, but I would imagine it's an emotional roller coaster.
Definitely. And then I think, you know, another area is concern about the future of the family, right? Do I want to provide a sibling for this child? Will I be able to? What is that going to take in terms of time and money and energy? And is that taking too much away from my current child? Is that fair? You know, again, most families don't have to ask those questions or worry about those things. So I think that's, you know, that's a really big difference. And I think the third one is, you know, again, something that I'm sure you've dealt with a lot is kind of those non-traditional issues, you know, conversations with the children about how they can be part of the family, intrusive questions from outsiders, you know, questions that the child might have as they grow up, dealing with all of those issues that, again, families that kind of, you know, came the more typical way never even have to give a second thought to.
Well, that's very true, and I can really have empathy for that, because you don't know when that question is going to come up or how you're going to deal with it. As an adoptive parent myself, my husband and I are constantly preparing ourselves for, okay, what level is she available for now? What information should we be giving her?
Yeah.
You know, how do we give her that particular information? So I couldn't agree more. So it is very different. And on the side, it looks like that you cover all aspects of life after infertility. So besides going through the medical part of infertility, what else do parents do with their children after the child is born?
Exactly. And, you know, we try to just have, you know, information that, that does cover all the different topics and questions. And, you know, we're posting new articles every single weekday, at least one new article, sometimes two. So there's a lot of information. And then, again, there's always the support form. So if people do have a topic or a question or something that happened to them that day, you know, that they want to get support and feedback and information on right away, they can put that in there either, you know, sort of out to the other members for some peer feedback, or again, they can reach out directly to one of the experts if they want more expert feedback.
And do you find that you, when you have these forums and you have these chat groups, do you have, are one of the experts like a monitor for this? Are they observing, or are they live, I guess you would say, you know, kind of guiding the conversation, or is it just kind of a group of people that are just kind of self-guiding it themselves?
It's more of the latter. You know, again, we're certainly keeping an eye on it, making sure that it, you know, is always a positive and supportive environment. And knock on wood, we've never had a problem with that yet. And hopefully we won't. But, you know, so we do, you know, keep an eye on it and, you know, make sure that the experts are aware when somebody's asked them a question so that they can respond to them in a timely manner and that sort of thing. But there's not somebody on there, you know, 24/7 kind of guided conversation.
Very hard to do. That would be very hard to do, obviously. But I can see a need for having a professional, you know, being able to reach out to a professional if the group gets stuck or something like that.
Right.
Which might be interesting. We didn't talk about this. I should probably ask, people are wondering, what is a membership? What's the cost of a membership? Is it a year, or how do you do that?
You can do it. There's two options. You can do it monthly. It's just $5 a month, basically to help support the cost of running the site and the cost of the professional's time and so on. Or if you do a year-long membership, it's $50. So it's 12 months for the price of 10.
Oh, that's really reasonable. So how else are you, how else do you get revenue as a company? Are you getting advertising? Is that one of the ways? Can people advertise on your site?
No, at this point we're not doing that. You know, my perspective is that if people are paying to be part of this group, I don't want them bombarded with ads, and I really want it focused on maintaining their privacy as much as possible. So it's just the membership revenue that we use to kind of, you know, keep the site rolling so that we can provide that support for them.
Yeah, that is wonderful. So does the site support parents who've maybe pursued infertility and decided to give up on that? Is there, you know, so let's say they're out of that and maybe they're not adoptive parents or whatever. Is there any support for those kinds of folks that are maybe not involved in it anymore?
Right. Well, it's mostly focused, again, on people who are expecting or parenting after infertility.
Okay.
So it might not be the best fit for them. You know, certainly we welcome, you know, all perspectives on it. But I don't know that if they're looking for particular support for that decision, that it would be the right place for them.
Yeah. Okay. Great. This sounds wonderful, Nicole. And I know that it took a lot of work and a lot of passion to put this together. We're going to take a break. I want to learn more about some of the other aspects of the website. But again, I'm here with Nicole Witt, who is the founder of Beyond Infertility. You can get on their website at beyondinfertility.com. This is an online magazine that's full of advice and instruction from experts in every aspect of life after infertility. It is also a private community support website with chats and forums, all kinds of wonderful things. So an online magazine and support forums available for this particular group. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com, or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union. On approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. We want to do a special call out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, Embrace by Grace, and KidSave International. If you haven't had a chance to check out their banners on our webpage at voiceamerica.com, you can certainly go and check out some of the special services. We did a special program for a couple special programs for KidSave International, who had 31 children here from Colombia in the month of August. If you're interested in that program, you can contact them at kidsave.org. That's kidsave.org. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's an affordable and great way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others who have been touched by the adoption triad. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Our Facebook is Your Adoption Finance Coach, and Twitter is at Adoption Finance. So you can check out all the resources that are available that we talk about on the show. So we're back again with Nicole Witt. Nicole's been on the show before with her work through adoption consultancy, and today she's talking about a new venture called Beyond Fertility, which is an online magazine with advice from experts on every aspect of life after infertility. Just appreciate you sharing this with us, Nicole, and I love the fact that you said it's ad-free. That's really cool. I know people really appreciate that. And then the other aspect is it's really affordable. So for a monthly membership, it's $5. A year-long membership, it's $50. You can have access to the online magazine and the support forums that are available through this great resource. So, Nicole, I know that you're personally connected to this issue.
Yeah.
I'd love it. Love it if you could share your story with us.
Sure. Sure. No problem. You know, my husband and I, we met very young. We were, gosh, I think 18 years old when we met, and we were never sort of in any rush for anything. You know, we were friends for 3 years before we started dating. We dated for 10 years before we got married, and we didn't think that we were in any rush to have kids. But we found out shortly around the time that we got married that I'm a carrier of Fragile X syndrome, and so one of the side effects of that is diminished ovarian reserve. So we found out pretty much right away that we were likely to have a lot of trouble conceiving. And in fact, you know, the whole thing sort of blindsided us because we started going to a doctor and we kind of expected that the worst thing we were going to hear was, oh, well, if you do want to have kids, you know, don't wait too long.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Keep trying, but don't wait too long.
You're never going to have a biological child. Yeah, it really blindsided us. And, you know, at the time, I didn't really give adoption a fair consideration because I believed so many of the myths that were out there about it. You know, I believed that birth parents could come back and reclaim the child. I believed that it took years and years to adopt. And so we ended up pursuing donor egg. And we had, you know, our amazing two children through the incredible generosity of an egg donor. So, of course, I don't, you know, ever for a moment regret that decision.
Yeah.
But in the course of all of that, I got very involved with Resolve, which is the National Infertility Association, and I learned a lot about other options, and I started doing volunteer work in the adoption world, and I learned that so many of those beliefs that I had about it were just untrue.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I thought, wow, you know, this is really an amazing option that people need to know more about. And that's what led me down the path of starting the adoption consultancy. So, you know, it's the combination. I've personally been through infertility. I'm an egg donor parent. I'm an adoption professional. I help run the local Resolve group. So, you know, I hear people's stories from all different aspects. And, you know, I just feel like everything kind of came together, you know, and sort of pushed me towards this project.
Right. It's amazing, too. You are one of many, I think, who I meet in the adoption community. I'm one of them. I like to term us as social entrepreneurs. I don't know if you like that term, but I like that term. And really, really driven through our passion and our experience, our personal experience,
yes.
And then bringing our professional skills to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that. I think that that's really a wonderful aspect. And I see that, especially in the adoption industry, how the adoption industry is changing, the online community. You know, we talked earlier about egg donor, surrogacy, embryo adoption.
Right.
So much is changing in this market. Have you seen that yourself? Just it's really pretty amazing, I would think.
Yeah, it really is. From you know, how social media and so on has changed, you know, openness in adoption, and you know, there are both pros and cons, you know, to that, and how it's changed birth parents and adoptive parents, you know, matching up with each other. Again, pros and cons to kind of doing that more the technological approach versus more of the old-fashioned approach. But it's changed it for sure. And it's been fascinating to kind of watch it over the years.
Right, right. And you've mentioned Resolve a few times. So first of all, tell us, what is Resolve?
So Resolve is the National Infertility Organization. They're at resolve.org. It's a wonderful organization, and they provide a variety of conferences throughout the year, and I speak at a lot of their conferences. One of the things I really like about their conferences is that they tend to have a pretty good balance of, you know, sort of an infertility track and an adoption track. So they provide a lot of information on all options for people, you know, which is really nice. And they also provide local in-person support groups. So as I mentioned, I help run the one that's here local to me, but there are support groups throughout the whole country for people who do prefer that in-person support.
Okay, great. I know that they have conferences, and there are conferences all over. Now, isn't there also a National Infertility Month? I don't know which month it is.
That's in the spring. That's in April.
Okay. Because I know here in Kansas City, there's a group here in Kansas City that does a conference every April.
Yeah, there are a lot of events, you know, around that, a lot of conferences, a lot of walks of hope that Resolve does fall around that time. I mean, there are other ones throughout the year, too, but they tend to focus a lot of them right around that time of year to bring a lot of awareness.
Right. Okay. So if you want to find out more information about Resolve, it's resolve.org. Is that the right website?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So resolve.org. I think you can probably find a chapter or a group in your particular area. I haven't looked at their website recently, but I would imagine that they have information about geographics and where there might be a group in your area. And so do you see Beyond Fertility being able to connect? Do you already connect with those resources? So is that like a partnership? Are you guys working together with Resolve?
It's and I'm sorry, just to correct, it's Beyond Infertility, because I believe Beyond Fertility
is something else.
So I just want to make sure.
I bet people do that a lot. Beyond Infertility, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes. You know, we don't have sort of any sort of formal partnership in that way, but, you know, like I said, I've just been involved with Resolve for probably about 13 years now. I think they're a wonderful organization, and like I said, I do speak at the conferences and so on, and you know, just have a lot of connections through the group. So, you know, they're supportive of Beyond Infertility. You know, I'm supportive of what they have to offer. So, you know, it's just a great relationship that I've been fortunate to have with them for a long time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I'm sure you can share with us, like I do with adoption, which, you know, like we talked about various different ages. You know, we began using the term adopted and adoption from the time my daughter entered our home. Mm-hmm. We've always talked about it. It's always been a part of our conversation, pretty normal for her. So how do parents through, how do they explain this? I don't even know what words to use, Nicole. How do you explain this to your child, and what is the best age for that in your experience?
Yeah, I think when you're talking about something, you know, like whether it's adoption or surrogacy or donor egg or donor sperm, you know, mm-hmm. where it's part of their life forever in terms of their genetics or having sort of another person who was involved in the process, if you will. I think that, like adoption, is really important to start talking about right from the beginning. And in fact, you know, the donor egg community has learned a lot from the adoption community about the importance of doing that. And there are more and more children's books that have come out about it, you know, where you can just start sharing that information right from day one so that it's never a surprise to them. It's always part of their story. And they know that it's always a positive thing that they can talk about any time that they have questions or concerns. I think for other cases, you know, if people went through IUI or IVF, you know, and they had a child that is biologically their child, so it's just more a matter of how they conceived, you know, I don't know that that's as necessary. I don't think it can hurt. I think it's still an interesting, you know, part of their story that they'll probably want to know one day. And I think it really communicates this idea of, you know, we wanted you so much. This is what we went through to bring you into our family. Right. But I don't think that that's sort of as critical to make sure that they know all about from day one, because it, you know, like I said, it doesn't have anything to do with a third party or their genetics or anything like that.
Right. Okay. Really good advice. Good advice. So again, I am with Nicole Witt, who is the founder of a wonderful new resource called Beyond Infertility, an online magazine for with advice from experts on every aspect of life after infertility. It includes an online magazine and support groups. Memberships are $5 a month or $50 a year. Very reasonable, ad-free. Love that. If you want to get some more information, you can find them on beyondinfertility.com. That's beyondinfertility.com. And you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. We'll be back for our last segment and some more good information from Nicole.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague-accredited, COA-approved, full-service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back with our final segment. Our guest, Nicole Witt, who is the founder of Beyond Infertility. That's beyondinfertility.com, a new resource for families and parents who have gone beyond or actually the aspects of life after infertility. Kind of a mouthful there, but a wonderful resource, online magazine, and also forum and support groups that are available for members. We were talking at the break, Nicole, about some of the conferences that are going on, and you mentioned there's a conference in September. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so that is on Sunday, September 7th, and that is a conference that's put on by a family of my own, and you can it's being held at the Westin, and technically it's in Lake Mary, Florida, but it's in the Orlando area, so you can check that out online. And then there's also a Resolve conference, the Midwest conference, which is held in the Minneapolis area, and that's coming up on Saturday, November 8th.
Okay, very good. So those are two conferences that if you're interested in, you can find out more information about them. I would expect that you could just go to A Family of My Own, Google that to find out more information about that particular conference in Orlando. So tell us about, what's the hardest thing about being a parent after infertility?
You know, I think, as we've sort of touched on, I think the hardest thing about being a parent after infertility is the expectation, or the maybe it's the pressure that people put on themselves to be just sort of a regular parent, right? And then, you know, lo and behold, you find out that you're not. you know, and again, you know, having a baby doesn't cure infertility, and you've got different issues and concerns and different questions to answer and different things to explain. And you know, I think the sooner that people kind of accept that and say, okay, you know, this is our story and this is who we are and this is the family that we are. So, you know, how do we make this just as a positive and wonderful thing, you know, as it can be, the better. But, you know, I think the inclination in the beginning is to sort of fight against that a little bit, and mm-hmm. that makes things really difficult.
And it sounds like that a lot of your one of the things that's cool about what you've developed here is that these support groups and these forums can really be a way to kind of bridge that. Do you find that happens
definitely.
With your groups? Yeah. Yeah, it sounds really good and wonderful resource that your site provides for these families. So I'm also curious about resources for fathers. We spend a lot of time talking about moms.
Yes.
And, you know, we're all of us are kind of going, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but I have to ask about fathers going through infertility. Is there do you have a men's portion? Are there chat groups for just men? Are we supporting this group?
Yeah, it's not, we don't have sort of separate areas for them, but we do have men on the site, you know, male members, and we also have male specialists, and in fact, we have a gentleman on the site who is an adoptive father after having been through infertility, so, you know, he posts articles related to that, and again, has, you know, responded to some members' questions and so on related to that, and, you know, again, like I mentioned, there are members who are dads, so they share their insight in the community support boards too, which is great because it's, you know, it's always a slightly different perspective than the women's perspective. And even a lot of, you know, even though it's mostly women who are looking for the support, I think they really want to know what that male perspective is. So having a few of those guys on there who are willing to share has really been a wonderful aspect of it.
Yeah, I'm sure that it has. And you want to encourage, obviously, more men to be a part of that
Definitely.
Conversation. I think they get left out of the conversation.
They do.
Their own fault, by the way. I'm wagging my finger. Saying, your own fault, by the way. Pay attention. Get up there. Listen. You know, get involved. We really want to hear your perspective. And I think that that's very, very important. So any interesting articles that we can look for? So when we go to your website, beyondinfertility.com, we go to that website, Nicole. Are the articles being new articles every day? What kind of
yeah,
information can we find on that
just
front
about
homepage?
Every weekday, there's a new article. So, coming up next week, we have an article about getting a baby onto a sleep schedule, post placement visits for adoption. Traveling with children. Coming up after that is how to kind of re-spark the romance in your marriage after having gone through infertility. You know, and we have an article coming up from the gentleman that I mentioned, kind of the guy's point of view of transitioning through infertility, handling life in the NICU, you know, if the baby has to stay in the NICU for a little while, postpartum depression, paternity leave. So we've got a real good mix of articles coming up.
So these experts that are writing these articles for you, are you kind of the arbiter? Are you getting all these articles and having to preview them before they get on the site? I can imagine that can be pretty overwhelming.
It is. Well, I have help. And, you know, everybody's been really great. You know, we have kind of some specific guidelines of how to approach things. So, you know, everybody's been really great with sticking to all of that to make it as easy as possible. But I definitely have help with getting through all of that.
Well, it's likely that there might be some folks out there who are experts or maybe offer information in this field. Do you want to hear from them? You know, is this panel or this group of experts, do you see yourself continuing to expand that
Absolutely.
If it were necessary?
Yes. We're always welcoming different points of view, different perspectives. So, you know, anybody can go onto the site and there's a contact us tab right on there through the support link, or you can email me at Nicole@beyondinfertility.com. And we would love to to hear from anybody who has an interest in contributing.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Well, Nicole, it's so good to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for letting me know about this really special, special resource. And again, it's beyondinfertility.com, an online magazine with advice and instruction from experts in every aspect of life after adoption. Two aspects, online magazine and support forums. And as we said before, driven mostly by membership. So a monthly membership, $5 a month, a year-long membership, $50 a month. And I always like to point out the ad-free. I think that's really cool that you guys are doing that. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you have questions, I know you can find Nicole on her website at beyondinfertility.com. So I want to, before we go, do another call out to our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, Embraced by Grace, and Kids Save International. You can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com to get more information about our sponsors. Today's financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union is to look for grants, run a search for adoption grants online, ask your employer, church, or community group if they consider contributing to the cause. America's Christian Credit Union also provides grants for adoption and provides financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. You can visit them at AmericasChristianCU.com. That's AmericasChristianCU.com. I want to thank you, Nicole, for being with us. What a great show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story you'd like to share, you can reach us on Facebook, Your Adoption Finance Coach, or on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Go check it out, sign up for a newsletter, and stay in touch with what is going on in the world of adoption. You can follow us on Twitter as well, where we have weekly updates about the show and other tweets about adoption. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week at the same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.